3 weeks from today, voters will pick a new state Supreme Court justice and decide the ideological balance of the court. WPR is profiling both candidates for the race. Here's Rich Kramer's story about Brad Schimmel, the Waukesha County judge and former Republican Attorney General, hoping to end the court's liberal majority.
On a snowy February morning outside La Crosse, members of the county's Republican Party are gathered for an annual meeting. Their special guest is Brad Schimmel, the conservative candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. They start with a prayer, talking about the fight against woke politics. As Schimmel begins to speak, he references a Bible reading about God expelling the serpent from the Garden of Eden.
I thought, you know, there's a metaphor. That is not ancient history. That's right now. It's that serious. That's how high these stakes are.
Schimmel is just getting started. He describes the days before President Donald Trump was elected as a scary time when America walked to the edge of the abyss. He challenges Republicans to remind Trump supporters what it felt like to save America in November, and he urges them to convince voters to save Wisconsin this April.
3.4 million people voted for the November 5th election. 1.5 million of those are going to fall off for April 1st. Here's our mission. Get the most of our people to come back and do it again.
Schimmel's Wisconsin Supreme Court campaign against Dane County Judge Susan Crawford is officially nonpartisan, but he's regularly making appeals like this one to Republicans. GOP strategist Mark Grawl says Schimmel understands the political side of judicial races.
I believe this is going to be a very close race, but Brad Schimmel gives conservatives an opportunity to win that previous candidate did not.
Schimmel is a career prosecutor who served 8 years as Waukesha County District Attorney before winning his 2014 Attorney General race. He lost his re-election in 2018. As Attorney General, he signed on to a lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act, and more recently, he said he sees nothing wrong with a pre-Civil War law that once banned abortions. Schimmel says he has opinions, but they don't follow him into the courtroom.
On the bench, I enforce the law. I apply the law the way it's written without regard to my personal opinions. That's the commitment every person who puts on the robe should make.
Unlike the last conservative to run for the court, former Justice Dan Kelly, Schimmel is taking donations directly from the state GOP. He says he respects Kelly's position, but times have changed.
The idea that court races are completely without any partisan influences, that's gone.
Some Republican activists are heeding Schimmel's call.
Hi, good morning. My name is Angela. I'm here from the Republican Party of Kenosha County.
Angela Kretschmer is in one of the teams of canvassers who fan out across Kenosha on a recent Saturday. She walks quickly between houses on a quiet cul-de-sac. A smartphone app shows red markers on homes where soft Republicans live. She says that means they vote, but not all the time.
I'm here to give you some information about local candidates that are running for an April 1st election.
Kretschmer says conservatives have been running hard over the past year, but some think last November's election was the finish line.
So we just have to remind them, yes, now we took our federal government back. It's now time to focus on local.
But Schimmel's race against Crawford has been quickly nationalized. A PAC funded by billionaire Elon Musk has reported spending millions on Schimmel's behalf. And as Musk's prominence has grown with his work cutting the federal budget, University of Wisconsin-La Crosse political science professor Anthony Chergosky says his support could cut both ways.
Elon Musk has quickly become a boogeyman for the Democratic Party. So his involvement in this election could actually, in a bit of a twist, help the Democratic Party fire up its base by indicating the stakes of this election.
When it comes to Musk, Schimmel says he appreciates support from anyone who will help him get the word out. The other side has been using these rules in winning court races. He says Republicans need to use them too. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.